Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
This earlier, we can mention it again. A lot of the Falcons coaching staff and scouting department, front office, all that, are in Athens today to see a couple of individual workouts. Jalen Walker, Mykael Williams, both guys I would love to see in Flowery Branch, because we'll be there a week from tomorrow. I would love to be in Flowery Branch.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Mike did come tell us. Yeah, we'll be up there Friday.
Like we always are. Yeah, like we're always at Flowery Branch the Friday after the first round. Well, I'm sure we'll get a chance to talk to either Terry Fontenot or the draft pick, whoever it may be. I would love it to be
a defensive player.
I would love it to be Mykael Williams.
Yeah, I would love it.
Or Jalen Walker.
I think the biggest thing with Mykael, you remember, Andy, probably back in January, I think we had a caller talk about Mykael as far as where the Falcons, this brash, you know, as far as Terry and Ream, where they were as far as their job security and looking at Mykael as far as maybe a development type player. Right. They're all development players. The biggest thing with Mykael is that Mykael did not get to see him.
Yeah, right.
Because you remember in the game against Clemson, I mean the first game,
he got hurt.
Yep. And it would linger all year long. And now I think a lot of people look at it from a standpoint where he was projected top 5.
I think if Mykael Williams doesn't get hurt in that game, because you saw the flashes that he showed.
In Texas?
I don't even say flashes, like the games that he played against Texas.
Yes.
And there was a couple of other games too. I mean, the Notre Dame game. He was really good in that game. He looks like a top 5 pick, top 10, top 5 pick.
Yes.
If he had been healthy all year, we wouldn't even be dreaming about him at 15.
No.
Because he wouldn't be there.
Yep.
I guess the other thing people are, I don't know if it's worried about. It's a positive if you want it to be. It's a negative, I guess, if you want it to be. He's one of the youngest guys in the first round as well. He's 20, which I guess that gives you more room for development.
He's already a NFL run-stopping defensive end.
Yeah.
He is awesome with his hands, has big, long arms, leverage, all those different things. You can tell he was coached by Kirby in him because he does everything so fundamentally sound as far as in the run game.
You should be looking
and
for.
And he can rush the passer. Is he a fully grown pass rusher, NFL pass rusher? No. No, he's not. No. But you know what? None of them are.
Yeah, he's 20.
None of them are.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Abdul Carter's pretty damn good. But yeah, but like he's not even what he's going to be.
Exactly.
So yeah, I mean, of course, all that makes sense. The name that, you know, mock drafts are mock drafts, whatever, but people have intel. Mike Green is the name that you see most places. And I think tomorrow we're going to get a chance to talk to Greg Cosell from NFL Films.
My man.
Who breaks down all the tape on these guys, and we love talking to leading up to the draft. I can't wait to get his thoughts on.
I'm just gonna talk
on Mike Green.
Let's just talk defensive ends, man.
Only defensive ends.
Yeah, we ain't gonna talk about no quarterbacks or nothing like that.
Okay.
Let's talk just defensive ends.
Defensive tackles or just edge?
Okay.
Edge
defensive lineman.
Okay. Defensive lineman.
Yeah, we talk, but just
only defensive.
Only defensive lineman.
Fair enough.
All right, that sounds good to me.
That's a tease for tomorrow. We're gonna talk to Greg Cosell only about defensive linemen that the Falcons should draft.
That's it. Nobody else. We don't give a damn about the quarterbacks and running backs or nothing like that.
Shouldn't
receivers that shouldn't care about no receivers. And
shouldn't
that.
Need to.
They had a funny graphic.
We're going to have to do so much research on Thursday night when it's like, oh, who's that tight end they took?
Yes.
Well, luckily you probably know a lot about him. No, I'm just
– Oh.
When the Falcons take a tight end
they're
at 15.
Not taking a damn tight end, Andy. We got a whole week of this. I was just at the barbershop over there with Jeremy and them over there, man, and Barry. And that's with Barry. Barry thought, oh, the Falcons are going to take another. No, they're not. Y'all stop, all right?
Okay, I'll stop.
Y'all stop. No, they ain't. They are not taking – they are not taking – the only offensive position, because I can't put
right, my – because you can't say for sure.
I can't say for sure, is a tackle. And if they draft a tackle, Caleb McGarry has got to be in a trade draft weekend for picks.
That's right. Caleb McGarry's got to be moved so you can get back into the day three of the draft.
Yes.
And with multiple picks to get back in there day three of the draft.
That's the only way I see you drafting a tackle at 15.
Because if you draft a guy in the first round, again – with the intent of him not playing next year, best case scenario.
Yeah,
I'm gonna question your philosophies there.
Yeah, so
question where your head's at.
If they're gonna take the tackle at 15, then they have got to move Caleb McGarry for some picks.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's right.
He can't. No. Can't be no damn swing tackle.
No.
Number 15 overall pick.
Well, they don't need it.
No.
Because and you also don't need like positional versatility.
You got Storm.
Your guards are good.
Yes.
You got good interior offensive linemen for the most part. Don't know what the center is. I would assume they'll take a center at some point.
Probably.
I saw some folks talking about that the kid from Ohio State that had transferred from Alabama. He's from Buford.
Mm-hmm.
McLaughlin, I think is his name. Got hurt, but so he sort of slipped a little bit in the process, but talking about him maybe in the fourth round. I'd love that.
Yeah.
That dude's a stud.
You're going to have to bring in another guy. I'm not saying that the Falcons don't have confidence in who's there now, but I think you might want to bring another guy in. That's just me. But, yeah, 15 first round, you need a day one starter, not a guy who rotates in.
No.
Meaning a tackle.
Yeah, and a guy that can set the edge, too, in the run, like we talked about with Michael Williams.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.